This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. As we launch into the first hour of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Of course, Toby joining us from the world of television. He is the host of Free Minds TV, which is a wonderful little cable access program created right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. In fact, last week on Free Minds TV, you had Mark on your show.
Yeah, keeping a keen eye on the Keene news.
I had my show here that I put on hiatus. And, you know, Ian, you used to do the setup for the show. It took
It's a half an hour.
It was a half an hour show. But it was almost an hour's worth of setup.
Yeah, that's if I dawdled. If I was really focusing, I could do it in a half an hour, but that would be cutting it close.
Right. But, you know, they wanted me there an hour ahead of time. That was their little rule, and I rarely actually made it a full hour ahead. But anyhow, it was an hour and a half out of my week, and, you know, with building the house and all that stuff, I just couldn't do it. But Toby and Nick have invited me on to do a five-minute bit on their show.
It's very nice of them, by the way.
It is. It is very kind.
Oh, it makes
kind.
For some great and easy content as well. This week, Mark was railing about crosswalks and the silly laws that we have here in Keene.
Oh, right, because here in, it's the whole state of New Hampshire, isn't it?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Where they force, by law, people to stop. I mean, force. It's illegal to not stop for someone who's in a crosswalk,
mm-hmm.
right?
And it's not always easy to see them, too. I mean, someone walks up to a crosswalk, you've got to be looking because you can get fined otherwise. And it's created people to not really look both ways when they cross the street.
Well, they've got crosswalk entitlement.
Exactly.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, you can see people. I saw somebody yesterday or the day before. They wear these little hoodies. You know, it's cold up here, so this person was wearing a hoodie and was pulled down, and they couldn't have turned their head in that hoodie and seen anything.
No.
They just walked across the street.
Wow. I have so many countless close calls where I almost hit someone, and they're just suddenly there in the crosswalk. They don't look or anything, and it can get pretty dangerous, and there's actually a lot of people who get hit by cars here as a result of it.
I mean, think about the people you see while you're driving in cars, while you're driving around in your car. You see, you know, the big yucker doo in his pickup truck rolling down the road, and he's more worried about tuning in the country station than he is about, you know, some pedestrian. Or,
people are distracted, and they're crazy. Too.
Or you see the B-boy with his hat cocked to the side, you know, leaned all back, looking for anything. Like
B-boy, is that bad boy?
I think it's, I don't know. But I've just heard the term,
okay.
And, you know, it's what I use. But yeah, some of these people, I'm not just going to entrust my life that
no
they're
going
to stop.
You know, moving up here from Florida, where there are no such rules like this.
I think there is a rule like that in Florida, that if there's a crosswalk that doesn't have a light in front of it, which is what the rule is here, you know, if you have to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk, it's just they have them everywhere here.
Yeah, it's not really in practice
anymore. Because they don't have the crosswalks painted everywhere.
There was that one circle out by where we worked, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem stopping for someone to cross the road. It's when they cross without looking to make sure there's a car coming, when I'm not going to notice and I'm going to accidentally hit them. It's created an unsafe atmosphere up here for pedestrians who feel entitled to this crosswalk.
I don't feel entitled. I feel guilty when I come up to a crosswalk and I need to get across the street, and I'm more than willing to wait for my opening and just go at that time. But people stop because that's what they do, and you know, many people are very nice, and I feel bad about it because, you know, hey, you're in the car. You've got somewhere to go, somewhere to be. I'm just here on the street. I'll cross when I can.
Right, and me stopping and starting doesn't cost me any money, but with gas prices the way they are, stopping and starting on cars is not an entirely cheap proposition. And the other point I've got on that is, in the crosswalk, you can't hit me in your car. If I'm paying attention, as a pedestrian, you won't get me if I'm paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
Especially on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire, where if you get up to 30 miles an hour, you've got a tailwind. You know
right.
what I mean? If a pedestrian pays attention, they can weave in and out of the cars. You know, it's a free flow. Everything works together. Whereas this, you know, they must yield to a crosswalk. As a matter of fact, today, as I was driving here, the entire half mile between my house and the studio, somebody was walking along the sidewalk and decided they were going to take a turn, a left-hand turn. Well, they could have gone straight and then crossed a crosswalk. So the car stopped. a car because they were somewhere near a crosswalk.
Oh, wow.
A car stopped. You know, the car in front of me stopped. Because, and this happens constantly. These, you know, this drive with courtesy and the whole, you must yield to pedestrian in a crosswalk. They're just so inundated with this that they'll
stop even if it's not a crosswalk. The cars will.
Right. They'll stop if the pedestrian is not even close to the crosswalk.
Interesting. Well, anyway, it's probably not high up on the list of laws that need to be changed quickly, but it's certainly one of those.
I made it funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the segment, Mark, well, hopefully will be recurring on the show to really just tell us what's been grinding his gears in the key news and rant a little bit, and we can cut those out and post them online a little bit separately so people can view those.
Oh, that's unnecessary. They shouldn't have to watch your entire show. Go to freemindstv.com if you want to take a look at Mark's first appearance on Free Minds TV in that way. I think I'll be on tomorrow. I don't know what you're going to do with me yet, but I'll be there.
We'll figure something out.
So, 800-259-9231. I mentioned this story last night, and we never had a chance to get to it. I sold it by mentioning that smokehouses were popping up all across the country. And Mark, you said, well, what's a smokehouse? Well, it should be something you might be able to guess at. Think about things that are being prohibited in America.
Okay.
You remember speakeasies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol was prohibited back in the day, and so people went to what were basically underground clubs.
Bars, right.
Where they could acquire the alcohol they were looking for and have a nice place or someplace to drink it without being bothered by the police, hopefully.
Well, alcohol is a very interactive and gregarious drug, and people want to be around other people. And the only people that can handle being around drunk people are drunk people, so they want to congregate and be together and dance and, possibly take somebody home, that kind of thing.
Well, now that in so many cities and states around the country and certainly around the world that we have these new smoking bans, inevitably the smokers are feeling a little bit like second-class citizens, and they've decided to start their own smokehouses or smokeasies or whatever you want to call them, where essentially cigarette smokers are now getting together in underground smoking clubs. The story is from the Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org. The unintended, if not unforeseeable, consequences of prohibition. And I can't say this is unforeseeable. This is completely foreseeable. It's always the same.
We didn't predict
the way this stuff works. The Cleveland Plain Dealer reported Sunday that in a wake of a crackdown on strip joints and smoking in bars, a new, if shadowy, presence has made itself known on the back streets of the city. The smokehouse. These unlicensed premises offer what legal clubs and bars cannot, a place for tipplers to smoke while they drink and watch strippers after midnight. So you get double action at these.
Triple. You get smoking, you get drinking, and you get strippers.
Vice cops say they also provide a haven for prostitution.
Really? An unlicensed strip club offers a haven for prostitution. What a surprise.
The smokehouses are a response to laws that took effect last year banning smoking in public places, and they also banned nude dancing after midnight. Now, what's the reason for that one?
Before midnight's okay.
Because they can. There's no good reason for this. I will
say that hate strippers.
Often violence occurs at strip clubs, but also, it's so difficult to open a strip club. They're so regulated. There's so few of them that the violence is liable to be concentrated there. And it's not just strip clubs. It's all kinds of bars. There's a bar in every single town that does open heart surgery every Saturday night, you know?
One Cleveland Vice detective, Tom Shoulders, compared the smokehouses to the gin houses of the Prohibition era. Now, this is the Vice detective saying this. He says, you put too many restrictions on people, they're going to find someplace else to go for their entertainment.
Well, at least he's connecting the dots.
Well, yeah, no S, buddy. I mean, that's what we've been pointing out on this show for the last 5 years.
Well, he doesn't necessarily listen to this show.
I understand that, but he gets it. It really just goes to show that many of these cops completely understand the results of what they're doing. They understand that these laws that are designed supposedly to stop people from engaging in prostitution or stripping or smoking a cigarette, these laws that are designed to supposedly stop people, all it does is drive them underground. He understands it, but yet he continues focusing on enforcing these laws.
Well, he's a vice cop.
He's a bad man, in my opinion. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. A little more about smokeasies and your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. It has to be meaningful, because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her, and no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the kissing cowboy bear, the let's get naked bear, the horny devil bear, and even the Latin lover bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's T-A-C-T-I-O.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rife Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That number, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off. AdamEve.com/talk. Also, if you want to get the latest on the show, when it happens, you should be on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. The Cleveland Plain Dealer reports recently that in the city where they've recently apparently passed an anti-smoking law, where in most places smoking is no longer allowed, of course, that includes bars and other places where people were used to being able to smoke, they have responded, the people, that is, have responded to the law by creating underground smoking establishments. Because as anybody that's paid attention to how prohibition works could tell you, when you prohibit a product or service, it doesn't go away, it goes underground, because people are going to do what they want to do regardless of what the law says.
Yeah, just because a bunch of bureaucrats write down some stuff on a piece of paper is not going to change what people actually do.
Right, it does not change behavior when they create new laws. What it does do is, again, it drives the activity underground. Of course, it being underground makes it dangerous, because it then becomes the purview of the criminal element, because those who are willing to provide the products or services at that point also then have to be willing to break the law, which means they have to be willing to possibly face time in jail, which means that they're going to increase their price dramatically in order to compensate for the risk they're taking to do that business. So it makes the business more dangerous, but that doesn't really dissuade anybody, because they all want their cigarettes, or they want someplace to smoke them in this case, or in the case of drugs, they want their drugs, or they want their prostitutes or gambling, or whatever the issue is. So it never makes it go away. In fact, one of the Cleveland detectives points out correctly that if you put too many restrictions on people, they're going to find someplace else to go for their entertainment. Now, according to what snitches are telling the cops, the smokehouse patrons, mainly suburban white guys, bring their own liquor, their own cigarettes, while doormen at the clubs collect entry fees of up to $25 for a buffet. According to an attorney who represents legal nightclubs in court, he says they have succeeded in creating this underground, sleazy, cash-only business that cannot be regulated, taxed, or secured by police. And apparently it's not clear if the lawyer should be referring to the proprietors and clients or to the legislature. While the combination of after-hours strippers and underground smoking is a new twist, the Smokeasy isn't. In fact, Smokeasies, or clubs that covertly allow smoking despite laws prohibiting it, seem to pop up, shocker, just about everywhere that smoking bans do.
Oh, it's amazing.
Now
what we need to do is we need to go after these businesses. People need to pay fines. People need to go to jail.
Let's shut them down.
Yeah, we need a sting operation.
That'll teach those smokers that they can't smoke places that serve alcohol.
Well, you know, Mark, you're kind of kidding-ish sounding there, but
that's what they're going to do.
That's what they do. They crack down,
right,
and they increase their budgets.
The people that support these smoking bans, it's not like, I mean, what they're hoping for is that people will stop smoking.
Right.
No, they won't.
No, they're either going to stop going to the bars, go to Smokeasy such as this one and go to the bars, or they're going to go and smoke outside, which I don't know about. Maybe in Florida there's not a problem with this, but are we thinking of the smokers' health that are up here in the 2-degree weather outside smoking their cigarette?
What are you supposed to do? How do you hold a cigarette with a glove on? You can't do that.
It's not healthy. I mean, I drive down Main Street, and now ever since New Hampshire passed the smoking ban, there's people outside crowding the sidewalks.
Huddling around each other.
Huddling around.
Trying to stay warm.
It's really sad to look at. I mean, and not to speak of the bars are actually suffering from this.
Sure.
The legislation was supposed to help these businesses because, you know, people want to go to a bar and smoke-free bar.
Right, all of a sudden new business is going to just pour in, right?
But now you have a smoky entrance to the bar. So, I mean, even the people that were hoping that they, well, now I have more bars to go to where people can't smoke. Which, by the way, this hurts the bars that were non-smoking. And there were bars that way. I know that here in Keene, New Hampshire, they just passed that law. And here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Applebee's was non-smoking.
Yeah, there were a few that were non-smoking. So people already had a choice, not only patrons, but also employees. Employees had a choice where they wanted to work, and patrons had a choice where they wanted to go.
No one's forcing you to be a bartender. If you don't like smoke, no one has ever forced you at a gunpoint to serve in a business establishment where they allow smoking. Anyway, they passed the laws, and now people are going underground. And it says here that apparently they're popping up from New York to San Francisco, many places in between. You can find them, but you have to know whom to ask. And This is interesting because I'd never heard this story before. I mean, it figures that it was going on, but it's the first time it's really surfaced, at least on our radar. If you've ever had the opportunity to attend one of these smokeasies, would love to hear from you as to what the experience was like on the inside. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you're right, Mark. They're going to crack down. This is going to be an excuse to send more money over to the Vice Squad so they can start trying to get the snitches to bring them into the smokeasies and infiltrate the underground and work their way up the chain. You know, they'll arrest the bartender and they'll question him and they'll demand to know who the owner is, who's behind this operation. And they'll try to move up the chain so they can get the big fish, just like they do with the drug dealers. And it'll just be another exciting operation for the city's Vice Squad, as all of the rest of our civil liberties are, all of the rest of our freedoms are suffering.
And we can all pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. We're all going to be paying for it. And, of course, I don't know if the people behind this will see jail right off the bat. That's possible, I suppose, but they'll probably get a fine.
Well, they'll probably shut them down.
Well,
fine and shut them down.
Operating an unlicensed business. And then if you open up again, I mean, if you don't pay the fine, eventually they're going to take you to jail. So if you're smoking in a smokeasy or a smokehouse and you get a fine, you don't pay the fine, and they put you in jail, do you think it'd be harder or easier to get cigarettes in prison?
It depends. Every place is different. I don't know what the specific rules are. Some jails allow cigarettes, some don't. Very strange policy in Florida. They don't allow smoking in the county jail, but once you go to prison, you can smoke. I guess that the reason there is that obviously smoking is allowed. At one point, they actually gave cigarettes to the convicts on a weekly basis. Everybody got cigarettes.
Oh, that's interesting.
But, the rules have changed. And
it's like pass and go and getting $200.
You know, there's guys in there that have been there for a very long time, so they remember when the cigarettes were given out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be there, or some guys are going to be there for a very long time, and the only thing they've really got in life is their cigarettes, is the way they see it. So they don't want to deal with what they perceive to be as the uproar that's going to result at stopping cigarettes in prison.
I see.
But you can do it in county jail.
But they don't give them out anymore.
They don't give the cigarettes out, but they do sell them.
Got it. 1-800-259-9231. There's more about prohibition. There's a story in regards to California's medical marijuana machines. Have you heard about these? They have machines, like vending machines now, for medical marijuana in California. Well, somebody doesn't like it. One big government bureaucracy is very upset about this, and it's not who you might think it is. 800-259-9231 will get you that story as well, plus a couple primaries happening in the country tonight, and we'll give you the Ron Paul results as they come in. This is Free Talk Live.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, so listen online if you need to. Got a bad signal in your radio receiving area, or just want to get us online, go to freetalklive.com. They're free. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Though I must say, if you do have a radio station in your area, do make them your primary listening source because they are wonderful to us, our stations. In fact, I was on a station today, one of our affiliates in Montana. And they had me on to talk about a number of things. We'll probably talk about that more in hour number two. But thanks to all of our radio station affiliates that air the show. It's thanks to you for listening as well.
Well, you know, what I like listening to a local station as opposed to a live stream or something like that is, you know, the live stream will have a bunch of national ads on it, which are great. But, you know, the local stations, when they do localized stuff, there's local news a lot of times, local weather, local traffic, local sports. There's local commercials about local businesses that I can go to. So I prefer to listen to a local station if I get the opportunity.
Absolutely. And you can get our station list at affiliates.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Also, you can find out how to get us on your local talk station by going to localfact.freetalklive.com. So the UN is very, very upset. According to the Associated Press, marijuana vending machines now found in Los Angeles violate international treaties and should be shut down, said the UN-affiliated Drug Control Board on Friday.
Screw the UN. Who the hell do they think they are telling us what we should do in our country?
Mark, hold on a second. There were some people that got together in a room in Vienna, and they
likely was in New York.
Well, wherever. This is a story out of Vienna.
Okay, perhaps.
But they got together from all around the world, people, men and women, just like us. And they sat down and they wrote some laws. They call these things laws, words on paper. And the law says that you can't have medical marijuana vending machines. It's a violation, Mark. I mean, come on. Don't you respect people sitting in a room together? That controls your life.
I didn't vote for anybody in that room.
Yeah, at least we vote for the people who write the laws in our country.
Or against them.
Yeah, I didn't vote for any of them.
Well, at least we have the option to vote for these people. These people are never on a ballot.
Well, the International Narcotics Control Board is deeply concerned about reports that computerized vending machines to dispense cannabis have been put into operation in Los Angeles, said the president of the board. At least three Los Angeles medical marijuana dispensaries have installed vending machines to distribute the drug to people who carry cards authorizing marijuana use, the drug said to alleviate chronic pain, loss of appetite, and other ailments. Supporters say the machines, which dispense an eighth or two-eighths of an ounce of marijuana at a time, offers users lower drug prices and increases security. Marijuana use is illegal under U.S. law, which does not recognize the medical marijuana laws in California and 11 other states. The DEA and other U.S. agencies have been shutting down major medical marijuana dispensaries throughout California in the last 2 years. Try the last decade, and charging their operators with felony distribution charges. That's not really accurate.
Yeah, they usually just go in and take the money, take the drugs, and run.
Right. It's very rare that they will bother charging the operators with anything, because then they know they can be challenged in court.
No story I've seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in recent times. I think they were charging them years ago.
Well, it's so much easier to just take the cash because it's free money. If you have to go and fill out the paperwork, go through court, it's a lot funner for them to just bust in there with
their
guns.
Yeah, they get to do their raid and they get their cash and their marijuana, which is basically like cash because they're not burning it. They're turning around and sell it on the streets. So they get double the cash, and they didn't have to do anything to get it except hold a few people at gunpoint. Then they can leave, and they'll keep an eye on the guy that owns the place and see whether he chooses to throw in the towel or if he wants to go and open up another establishment. They'll let him open the new establishment because they don't really care about that aspect of it. They want him to get it up and running again, so then he's got a whole new batch of marijuana and cash for them to steal. That's how it works.
It really doesn't seem a lot different than organized crime at all.
No, not a lot, except they, for some reason, have this aura of legitimacy, which...
They have badges.
I'm doing my best to try to destroy. The Drug Enforcement Agency says, this is what their spokesbureaucrat says, we know that the use of cannabis is illegal under federal law of the United States. Actually, this is the UN bureaucrat. And we trust the authorities will stop such activities which contravene the international drug control treaties. In its statement, the Vienna-based drug board also said scientific research about the therapeutic usefulness of cannabis or cannabis extracts was still in progress and had not produced much evidence. The board is an independent monitoring body for the United Nations.
Not enough evidence for them. I've seen evidence all the time, scientific evidence. It pops up all the time in the news that marijuana does help people.
Yeah, you know what? The scientific evidence is there, and we've talked about it on this show, but what's really most persuasive are the case studies. When you meet somebody in person who actually uses marijuana for medical purposes, many of them are wheelchair-bound, multiple sclerosis, people with just debilitating conditions, many AIDS and cancer patients as well. There are a variety of different conditions that medical marijuana users claim marijuana helps them with. And when you talk to these people and you really get to know them a little bit and you understand where they're coming from and what it is that they're using marijuana for, you know for a fact that these people aren't BSing you. They're not just wheeling around in a wheelchair so they can get high on marijuana. These people are really hurting, and marijuana helps them. So that's enough for me, Mark. That's good enough.
I don't see who I am to tell them otherwise.
I mean, we'll let them have any other addictive substance. We'll give them OxyContin, morphine, I'll pump them full of all of that, but have something that's non-addictive.
Right. How many people have been killed by Viagra in the last year? I know that it's hundreds of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Hundreds? I didn't know that.
It's something that I've heard. Someone would have to check it up. I didn't study it beforehand. I didn't expect to be talking about this, but lots of people die from prescription drugs in this country every single year.
Yep. It's time to stop the insanity and end this war on our friends and family members. Or we could go in the other direction and really crack down hard, because the drug warriors, they'll tell you that, well, the reason why people are still doing drugs in America is because the penalties, they're just not draconian enough.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years in prison, that's too light of a sentence. We need life sentences. We need death sentences
for
possession.
They've got life sentences for marijuana in some states, and it still doesn't stop marijuana from being in those states. People want marijuana.
No, you're just going to make a higher profit margin for the people in the black market who are going to distribute it.
Well, in fact, not only that, but also people will get caught up unnecessarily in all the silly rules and nonsense like this guy did in the Dubai airport. The stories from the Daily Mail in the UK, a father of three who was found, this was mentioned over the weekend briefly, but we didn't get to the details, was found with a microscopic speck of cannabis stuck to the bottom of one of his shoes.
You're kidding me.
Has been sentenced to 4 years in a Dubai prison.
That's nuts.
Keith Brown, a council youth development officer, was traveling through the United Arab Emirates on his way back to England when he was stopped as he walked through Dubai's main airport. A search by customs officials uncovered a speck of cannabis weighing just...
How could it be? How could they discover a speck of cannabis?
It doesn't... I don't understand.
Was it a dog?
I don't understand. Let me just get to the story here and maybe they'll answer that. But the search uncovered a speck of cannabis weighing just 0.003 grams, so small it would be invisible to the naked eye and weighing less than a grain of sugar, on the tread of one of his shoes. So be very, very careful that you don't accidentally step on a little piece of cannabis
4 years
and then walk
in
the Dubai airport.
See, the way I see things, if there is a UN, which I don't think there should be, but I imagine if there is a UN, they should be going around stopping stuff like this. They should not allow people to be sentenced to 4 years in prison for something like this. If there was one, that's what I'd imagine their job to be.
Yeah.
Not to shut down medical marijuana vending machines.
Dubai International Airport is a major hub for the Middle East. Thousands of Britons pass through every year to holiday in their glamorous beach and shopping haven. But many of those tourists and business travelers are likely to be unaware of the strict zero-tolerance drugs policy in the UAE. And there's a little bit more to this story, including details about another guy who, unfortunately, was possessing poppy seeds accidentally in the Heathrow, or in the Dubai airport. This one's just awful. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long and give her the gift of relaxation. A pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day. And this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to support the program by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. The drug war insanity continues. Talking about how cracking down even harder on drugs still will not solve the problem. There are some people that believe that if you just give the death penalty to those drug dealers, that'll put a stop to it. Well, it doesn't. And in fact, they have some very, very draconian penalties in countries around the world, yet drugs are still there. And it's as you said, Toby, if you keep increasing the penalties, what you're really doing is you're driving out the more reasonable drug dealers in favor of the more criminal element, the criminally minded one.
Maybe the nonviolent kid who's just in it to make a couple bucks, well, he might drop out, but someone who's a really bad person, he's going
to
step up.
Right. You have to be pretty ruthless to be willing to face potential death in order to make the tremendous profits that will be available.
And the profits will go up.
Yeah. Because it may be true that less people will be in the business, and so therefore be less supply in the marketplace, and therefore those who are willing to be the suppliers will be able to charge more for what they have. Because just because the drug penalties go up doesn't mean that drug users are going to stop wanting their drugs. So as long as people want drugs, someone is going to be there in the marketplace, in this case the black marketplace, to fill that desire. And so not only are you going to just increase the danger to everybody, but also you're increasing the danger to people that are completely unaware that they might have even encountered drugs. Now, this particular guy that we're talking about, the story is from the Dubai airport, where a man has now been sentenced to 4 years in prison because he had a speck, literally a speck weighing 0.003 grams of marijuana attached to the bottom of his shoe, which could have been picked up anywhere. Now, the dude's a Rastafarian, so, there's a good chance it was his marijuana, but if you're walking around...
You don't think they targeted him for it, do you?
Yeah, they probably did. Because how else would they have been so fastidious as to find 0.003 grams.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, he's facing 4 years in prison. There's a little bit more about him to come here. But also, just as another example of how insane this place is, this is the United Arab Emirates. And again, they're just a degree more insane than the United States. The United States is just as, you know, they're almost as crazy, almost as draconian. One man's been jailed for possession of 3 poppy seeds left over from a bread roll he ate while he was in the UK.
Poppy seeds.
Yeah, like, you know, on the top of a hamburger.
Bagel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he's munching away on his sandwich in the airport in the UK, gets on a plane to go to Dubai on vacation or for business, and gets popped for having poppy seeds. And now he's been jailed for that. Apparently, the painkiller codeine is banned in the UAE. If suspicious of a traveler, customs officials can use high-tech equipment to uncover even the slightest trace of drugs. So there you go, Mark. They were suspicious of him because he was wearing, you know, the little African-colored cap thing and made himself look like a Rastafarian, and so therefore they...
So he may not have been a Rastafarian?
Oh, he's a Rastafarian.
Okay. I'm just wondering, if I wore one of those silly hats, would they have given me the trouble?
I don't know. They pulled him aside.
Anybody could have stepped on some marijuana, had it
yep.
on their shoe.
They brought out their special high-tech equipment, and they found the pot. Mr. Brown was detained and arrested in September of last year and has been held in a cell with 3 other men in the city prison ever since. This week, the youth worker, who has 2 young children and a partner at home in Smethwick, the UK, was sentenced to 4 years in prison. A 25-year-old Briton who was found with a similar speck in one pocket as he arrived on a holiday has been awaiting sentence ever since November. He hasn't even been sentenced yet. Meanwhile, a Big Brother TV executive has so far been held without charge for 5 days after being arrested for possessing the health supplement melatonin.
Melatonin. Yeah. I have some of my, sitting on my counter right now.
Don't bring it to Dubai. The authorities claim to have discovered 0.01 grams of hashish in that man's luggage. Last night, Mr. Brown's brother Lee said the case defied belief, saying, for that sort of amount of commotion, the sense should prevail. From where it was found, it was obviously something that had been crushed on the floor. It could have come from anywhere. Rastafari and Mr. Brown had been returning from a short trip to Ethiopia, where one of his children lives and where he owns property. He was traveling with his partner Imani, who was also stopped and detained for more than a week. That's just apparently
standing next to a guy who has a pot on his shoe.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to avoid going through Dubai at all costs.
It's such a cool place too. Dubai really is amazing. Just the amount of money there that's getting spent there, the huge buildings that are getting built, the amazing place that's cropping up there, and then they have this. I'm not going.
I'm not even going through. I mean, that's scary stuff. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to step on and then track it in there and be arrested for.
Or if you're with a friend who happens to track it in, you get detained for an entire week. We must question you. Your friend had a speck on his shoe. I mean, this is crazy. This is what the drug war does, though. It just goes down the road of insanity. Normally, he flew directly to the UK, but decided to stop off in Dubai. A friend of his says he was incensed when he called me. It would be funny if the circumstances weren't so unpleasant. He says that bugs are crawling out of his mattress when he's sleeping.
Yuck.
His family are frantic with worry, and they can't call him. I mean, the guy is incommunicado. He's in some scary
jail.
Dubai jail. And he's going to be there for the next 4 years. Who could possibly out there? I mean, who could possibly come to the defense of the Dubai government in this case? Who could call in tonight at 800-259-9231 and say, yes, this is what we need for America. This is what we need to do to our friends and family members. This guy has family. He works with kids for a living. He's valuable to the community in that he provides a valuable service that people want to pay him to do. And now you've plucked him out of the economy. Now somebody else has to fill his shoes.
He's costing the people of Dubai money and tax dollars
That's
to
true.
House him there.
Yep.
Probably not.
No, they don't really pay much for that mattress filled with bugs.
Well, it's a different scenario there. They
is
just
it?
Have a lot of the guy who owns Dubai is this huge wealthy prince who's got all his money from oil and
him alone if he had a speck.
Yeah, the citizens of Dubai. Well, they wouldn't check him.
He's got his own.
They'd never know if he had a speck.
Private plane. Yeah.
I don't believe that the citizens of Dubai pay anything in taxes.
No taxes?
I don't believe they do. They were going over. I was reading something. I was watching something on TV about Dubai, and their tax burden is very, very low, if nothing else.
That's amazing. Customs authorities are using highly sensitive new equipment to conduct extremely thorough searches on travelers, and if they find any amount, no matter how minute, it will be enough to attract a mandatory 4-year prison sentence. So it's one of those mandatory minimums where you can't get less. Says we even have reports of the imprisonment of a Swiss man for possession of the poppy seeds. What many travelers might not realize is they can be deemed to be in possession of banned substances if they can be detected in their urine or bloodstream or even in tiny trace amounts on their person. Only 2 months after Mr. Brown was stopped, economics graduate Robert Dalton was detained in almost identical circumstances. Dalton, also from the UK, with two friends, was there when he was stopped and asked to empty his pockets. Officials found 0.03 grams of cannabis and a small amount of fluff. He's currently on trial, and if convicted, is likely to receive the very same 4-year prison sentence. Last night, his brother told how it took 24 hours to even find out why he'd been stopped. He said, as we understand, the amount of cannabis was barely visible to the human eye and was at the bottom of the pocket in an old pair of jeans. I guess that wasn't him. He's not a drug user, but he goes clubbing, and the speck was so small. Last week, Kat Lee Hui, a London-based German national, was arrested on arrival at the airport. He is the head of technology with Big Brother production company Endemol and was arrested on suspicion of possessing illegal drugs after customs officers found melatonin, a health supplement used for jet lag available over the counter in both Dubai and in the U.S. Why would they take melatonin? What is the... can you get high on that, too?
Not that I know of.
I've taken
two of the little pills, and that'll make sure that I go to sleep. Sometimes I just take one.
1-800-259-9231. It's just absolutely insane, and we need to stop treating our friends and family members like criminals, because they aren't. They haven't hurt anybody. Doing drugs is not harming another person, and you just need to leave these people alone. Stop it now, please?
Another good advice, if you're going through the Dubai airport, cut your hair and wear a tie.
There you go.
I'll just stay away.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, Mark, you've got an interesting little story about the cops apparently abusing a quadriplegic man. And I've got a cop abuse story as well. We'll come up with that in your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline.